in the middle of Lisburn this morning. It's just coming on 7 o'clock in the morning, so it's nice and bright, but it's quite chilly. You'll notice just behind me here another road sign, simply a sign for a roundabout. Back in the 1990s, when I was trying to learn to drive, don't know if I did a good job, but we used to come around this way, Ronnie Nisbet, the driving instructor in his Peugeot 205, and he used to bring us up to this roundabout here, and there's actually two roundabouts side by side, and I have to be honest, I absolutely hated it. Didn't hate the driving tests or the driving lessons, but I hated these roundabouts. I could never get into the right lane. Just didn't know where I was going, didn't know which exit to get off at, and seemed to sometimes go around them two or three times each. Just seemed to click when I got the test. But I remember that whenever we're coming up here in these driving lessons, coming towards these roundabouts, thinking, oh no, this is the hardest part of the lesson in Lisburn, round about these two roundabouts. I don't know what it was, I just always seemed to get stuck with them. He sometimes got a little bit frustrated, and there you have it. Roundabouts can be difficult, especially if you don't know where you're going, and you can go round in circles a bit, you're not sure which exit to take off, you're not sure which lane to get into, people can blur the horn at you, it puts you under pressure, and all the rest of it, if you don't know which way you're going. And again, we think of life generally, and for many people, life is a little bit like going round in circles, not sure where they're going, not sure which direction to take, get frustrated, sense of feeling disorientated, maybe, and lost. And for many people, that's what life is like. It's just going round in circles. Maybe that's your life, and you don't see any direction, you don't see any goal, you don't see any purpose, you don't know where you're going, you don't know what it's all about. You get irritable, you get frustrated, you feel lost, you feel that your life is empty, you feel that your life is vain. Well, friends, it's not meant to be that way. The Lord wants to give us guidance, and he wants to give us direction. And he can do that through the Bible. Somebody described the word Bible by way of acrostic, B-I-B-L-E, best instruction before leaving earth. And someday we're going to leave this world, and we're going to go out into God's eternity, heaven or hell. And it's absolutely vital, it's imperative that you know which way you're going. The psalmist who wrote Psalm 119 said in verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And God's word gives us great direction. You know, as a little boy, one of my favourite things to do was to go and visit my aunt and uncle and my two cousins. They lived in the County Down. And just in their home on the mantelpiece, or just above the mantelpiece on the wall, there was a text of scripture. It was actually a part of a tree, a trunk of a tree. Someone had sliced it. It was about an inch thick, and they'd polished the surface, and they'd put a Bible verse on it. And I used to sit and look at it as a little boy, and often wonder what it meant. It was Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6, a very familiar verse. "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." In other words, put God first in all your decisions, just as the Saviour said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Maybe you're a young person and you're listening today, and you're making decisions about schooling, about education, career choices, relationships, marriage, Christian service, whatever it may be. Put God first. He will guide you and he will direct you. Maybe you've stepped out of the way, you've got away from the Lord, and you're on the roundabout of life, not sure where to go. Seek first God's kingdom. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.